Blackstone Audio presents The War to End All Wars, The American Military Experience in World War I, by Edward M. Kaufman, read by Tom Weiner.
Prologue. Vive les Américains! The shouts rang out in competition with the marching airs of an army band. Parisians, perhaps a million in all, crowded the streets and pressed against the gendarme lines. Many of the women wore black, and except for some soldiers on leave, there was a notable absence of young men in the throng. The focus of this enthusiasm on July 4, 1917, was the first contingent of the American Expeditionary Forces to appear in Paris. The 16th Infantry's 2nd Battalion had arrived the day before from the port of Saint-Nazaire, and now they were showing the flag. From Napoleon's tomb at the Invalides to Lafayette's grave at Picpus Cemetery, they attempted to march, while flowers showered on them and emotional men and women embraced and kissed them. Most soldiers in their peaked campaign hats were regulars by name, but not by training. The commander of Company F, Sidney C. Graves, recalled, "The officers were afraid of the showing we might make, since we had so many recruits. These men couldn't even slope arms. They were even more dangerous with a loaded rifle. But they were tall, bronzed, and above all, uncontaminated by life in the trenches." A French veteran looked them over and commented to an American reporter, "As human beings and raw material, they're the very best, but they need a deal of training. The hardest thing to teach them is not to be too brave. They must learn first to hide. That's the first essential in this war." Later, John J. Pershing, their commander, who knew that some two-thirds of this unit were recruits, told a diplomat, "Yes, the boys looked and marched all right, but I cannot tell what would have happened if more had been required of them."